The news show is only made possible by kind donations from our listeners like you. If you would like to support the news show and the British Tech Network, please go to britishtechnetwork.com/subscriptions today. Hello, BTN News listeners. Welcome to your Thursday edition of the BTN News Show. It's the 20th of February, 2020. A lot of 20s today. Here comes the best technology news that's been happening over the past couple of days, and it's coming to you in about 5 minutes. Mozilla's got a new app for us, and if you love VPNs, you might want to check it out. Now, yeah, we all are aware VPN service has kind of been integrated with Firefox, but now it's going to be a separate thing, at least if you're on Android anyways. Now, this actually harks back to last year, when it launched a VPN-like browser extension. And even back further than that, in 2018, they had an experimental subscription-based VPN service. Fast forward 2 years, and here we are. Now, the Firefox VPN app on Android is actually currently in closed beta, but according to Android Police, the service is actually powered by Molvad VPN, meaning, yes, they've got a partnership going. Now, if you're looking for this to be free like Firefox, then no. Mozilla's already maintained that the VPN service will be a paid-for feature. In fact, the beta version in the Play Store right now of Firefox VPN is for a limited beta price right now of $5 a month, and currently only available for U.S. users. Apple with Apple Music is now trying to simplify your life by now grouping different versions of the same album. Basically, what Apple's done is it's tweaked the way it organizes different versions of that same album. And you'll notice this by alternate versions that will appear below a track listing in the section called Other Versions. Now, more than likely, this is probably to appease record labels, or possibly the artists, to sort of declutter the artist page, and also giving us, the listener, a little bit better layout. In fact, this might sound familiar to a lot of people that were on Beats Music. Remember that? Yeah, this feature was actually part of Beats Music way back when. Guess Apple took a look at some old versions and thought, yeah, not a bad idea to do that. Ring is still in full-on damage control. Yes, Amazon's home security company is what I'm talking about. Now it's changed the way users log into their accounts. Starting today, Ring will now mandate a second layer of security by requiring users to enter a one-time six-digit code sent via email or SMS. And this will be for when they log in to see the state of their indoor or outdoor cameras. This is also part of the new options for users to control when their data is shared with other companies as well. According to Ring, the changes will be starting today, so it may not be for every Ring user out there currently, but by the end of the week, or at least the first part of next week, all Ring users should have access to these new features. And finally, a little bit of a sad end finally today. Cut, copy, and paste. Where would our world be without this? Well, quite simply, it would be one hell of a headache. But thanks to Larry Tesler, he made it all popular. If you don't know who Larry is, well, he was a computer scientist that actually was behind cut, copy, and paste, and unfortunately has passed away at the age of 74. Tesler was born in the Bronx, right there in New York City in 1945, studied at Stanford University in California. Then once he was done there, he specialized in user interface design. The main goal, making computer systems more user-friendly. As you probably guessed, yeah, he started at Xerox. That's before Steve Jobs got a hold of him then and brought him over to Apple. And that's where he spent 17 years of his career and rose to chief scientist over there. So yeah, anytime today that you use cut, copy, or paste, and I'm pretty sure you're going to use it today, just have a little thought of Mr. Tesler. Got a story no one else is listening to? You will send it our way at britishtechnews@gmail.com. Our website, located at britishtechnetwork.com, that is where you can find the news show, the Mac show, the big show, the photo show, and so much more. Get subscribed to our podcast over there or check out our blog, too. Also, check us out on Facebook at British Tech Network or give us a follow on Twitter at British Tech. And come by our community over at our Slack room by simply going to britishtech.slack.com. The news show, of course, will be back at your way tomorrow for your Friday installment, getting you caught up with the best technology news that will happen over the next 24 hours. But until then, have yourself a fantastic Thursday, and thank you so much, as always, for listening.